everybody. Welcome once again to IT Stuff. We're the BCB show where all our USB sockets are burnt out. Yay! Go on, Dick. What happened?
Well, my cheap USB hub from a well-known internet store kind of got a little warm and went taking out all the USB
sockets.
Did the
magic smoke escape?
Magic smoke, magic smell, magic noise, and... It took everything with it, except the fuses in the motherboard protected the processor and the memory in the graphics card.
So it's fried the ports on your motherboard?
Yes.
Oh, but so you've got nothing to plug a replacement hub into?
I've had to buy a PCI Express USB port.
Oh my God, that's so old school.
You have to practice safe USB. You can't just go plugging anything into the USB.
What was plugged in here? What provoked it?
A cheap USB hub that's been sat there for 3 years, years and years, and then just it went.
So what is this company that you got it from?
No comment.
That's not how you get a refund.
I know, I tried that, but.
We're not corrupt enough on this show, are we? We're really more sort of we're a sort of respite care for nerds and geeks, aren't we? Really,
respite.
It's a safe space.
A safe space, absolutely. Safe space as long as you're not a USB.
As long as you're not a USB.
We should have had a trigger warning. I'm sorry.
Oh,
so
no.
Yeah. There we go. So, yeah, I really ought to introduce us rather than getting carried away with USB trauma. You were traumatised, were you?
It's not a pleasant thing to happen when the magic smoke comes out and your technology dies and you just don't know what's going on.
No, it's scary. Expensive and scary.
Expensive and scary.
We should have a moment's silence. But
you're not supposed to do that on the radio.
You're not supposed to do that on the radio. It's really bad, yeah. So there you go. Should get on with the show, really. In this month's show, we've got CIA WikiLeaks. They're at it again. We've got evil kids' toys. We've got Nintendo cartridges.
Do we have a special guest?
We might have a special guest in the studio.
Wow.
Yeah, indeedy. We find out about that later. We might have a bit of teletext art, upcoming events, YouTube of the month, and there may be time to talk about turnips.
Cool. I like turnips.
No, you don't.
No, I don't like turnips, no. All I know about turnips is if you're playing Harvest Moon, you just keep giving the girl turnips until she falls in love with you, and that just doesn't work in real life.
Have you tried it?
No.
Well, there you go.
I say, what's your sample set size?
One.
Have you tried something with more fur than an actual human? Because some of those like turnips.
What, like horses and stuff?
Yeah, you know, like ruminants.
Ruminants?
Yeah, ruminants.
All right.
Something to Google later, I think.
We should be Googling it now and fact-checking. We did agree to fact-check.
We did agree to fact-check, but that might have been fake. Oh, my. Well, on the subject of news that may be fake news, it's been all over the media this last couple of days. Maybe a bad time to be a CIA agent because, as it turns out, we've got all the exploits that the CIA has been doing for the past 5 years all over WikiLeaks.
Excellent. Isn't that marvellous?
Yeah.
You get to know what they've been up to. All that stuff they said they're not doing, they've been doing. It's amazing, isn't it?
What? No, say it ain't so.
No, it's like, you know, whatever you say you're not doing, that's what you're doing. Mm. Like, you can't trust these sort of leaks either. I mean, you know, they're probably just there to distract from what's really going on.
So is it like reverse psychology?
It's something like reverse psychology.
All right.
It's like you just go over here, sparkling keys, over here, dancing string, and the kitten doesn't know what to look at.
It's working, you know, because there's not a single thing about like Monsieur Trump, Donnelly Programme, set what's the French for a month?
Ooh.
I've forgotten.
Month.
Yeah. There could be something in that conspiracy theory there, Chris.
It's not a conspiracy theory if it's true.
It is.
That is true.
It's a,
fair enough.
Look
it's
over
just
here.
A, you know,
moment.
A paranoid is someone who has all the facts.
So the facts include, what they've been doing to iOS and Android devices. Turns out they've been circumventing encryption by basically taking over your handset.
Yeah, and again, this is like the first time they've sort of avoided the encryption. I mean, the important thing to notice here is that the encryption is not the thing that's been broken. It's everything around the encryption that's been broken into. So they're getting your voice before it's being encrypted. It's like they were doing with the Google data centers last time.
Yeah, they've got it covered between them, haven't they?
Why try and break the encryption when you can just get it unencrypted beforehand?
Yeah, but then now those exploits are out in the open. I mean, we're all vulnerable now, aren't we? I mean, that's basically us.
Until they get fixed, yes. We were already vulnerable, but now we know. So it's knowledge
now also,
of your vulnerability.
Now also, the bad guys have got the recipes for how to do it.
The bad guys probably already
have it. They already
have it. These things sort of slowly leak. They're quite, they're worth money. You got to understand, they're worth money, okay? So they get sold to people, and then they sell them to other people, and eventually they sell them to someone who just sort of accidentally tells
leak.
Everyone.
Yeah. So if you've got an exploit, you can either make a lot of money by taking over people's handsets and doing their credit cards, or you can make a lot of money by selling the exploits to the CIA.
Yeah. Yes. And why would you just sell it to one person? This makes no sense. You always sell it to lots of people. You sell it to the bad guys and you sell it to the good guys. Double the money.
This is why we have to scrape and scrimp to get a USB PCI Express card, isn't it?
Where can you even get those? I mean, online, I suppose.
Online.
From China.
No, this one wasn't, but yes.
This one, okay.
It's when you have to wait a month for them to turn up. That's when they're really good ones.
You know it's quality when your post is on this slow.
So anyway, the fun thing turns out to be, do you know how they were getting data exfiltrated? Like if they send their secret agents into an office building.
Okay, first you're going to have to explain what exfiltrate means.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's fairly obvious to anybody that got as far as O-levels.
I don't know. Did we do O-levels? I think they cancelled O-levels before I got to them.
Oh,
so,
right. GCSEs then. I mean, seriously, do we look like the Pulse? Right, no. Our listeners know what exfiltrate means.
Okay, what does it mean? You don't know, do you? You're just using long words to sound clever.
The pressure. I can't take the pressure. So like, it's what happens, right? When you stick a USB stick and somebody notices you're doing something nefarious. You're going to ask me what that means now, aren't you?
What's nefarious?
Something naughty.
It's going to be vampires, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they say, what are you up to? I'm
cleaning
I'm,
your windows,
I'm,
mate.
I'm not exfiltrating. No, I'm not exfiltrating. I'm just running a virus scan on this PC. Going to be 20 minutes.
Mm. 20 minutes? That's a fast scan. Well, that's not very realistic. Should say like 3 hours. Yeah. You should go to lunch. Go to the pub. Just take the day off. It's gone. The PC's dead.
So this is based on fact. They actually come in.
You're scarily good at this.
To infiltrate, exfiltrate.
Because they're recruiting, aren't they, actually? They're recruiting for the new James Bond.
Well, the MI6 is recruiting people, apparently. They posted on a CVLibrary.com.
All you got to do is walk into an office with a USB and that's it.
Because they're listening.
You could be like the new Richard Whiteley and Kate Panowitz, right? You could be dead and being accused of being a spy, and she's going to have to defend you posthumously, saying, no, you're too useless to ever been a spy.
That's true. Yes, that will stand up in court.
Would I do that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It depends if you fancy a laugh or not.
A laugh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, well, that'll be a while, probably.
So I think we may have wandered off, but basically people are coming into your office.
Yep.
They're stealing all your secrets.
Yep.
And to cover it up, they're pretending to virus scan your PC. So the moral of this story is if you ever see anyone running a virus scan, report them to the authorities.
Immediately. Yes.
No, because
the
they're probably a spy.
The authorities will know already.
People who run virus scans are spies.
Yes,
okay?
Especially the authorities will already know. The authorities will have sent them.
It might be the
them.
Authorities in a different country that send them. You don't know.
Mm. What? Well, no.
It could be
the
Russians
get
hacking into the radio stations in this country.
No, they will get The UK Border Agency would ask them some questions.
And they would go, what do you need this USB stick for? And they'll go, virus scanning. And that's it.
Right. That's how it happens.
Yes, that's how you get your secret technology into the country. You put it on a USB stick. When you're asked about it, you go, virus scanning. And they go, can you prove it? And you go, yes. You stick it into their computer and you steal all their secrets.
Straight away.
Well... In that case, why are they bothering with these teddy bears?
Because teddy bears get to places that computers don't.
Right. So these teddy bears then, right, by Cloud Pets. Well, it turns out, well, let's listen to the commercial.
Saying goodbye can be hard. The ones you love seem so far. Now, staying in touch is easy and fun with Cloud Pets. Just record a message.
Hope you had a good day at school. I miss you.
And send to the cloud. In just seconds, it floats down to the app on your smart device, allowing you to send the message to the cloud pet.
Hope you had a good day at school. I miss you.
It's a message you can hug.
You.
You don't have me worried there.
That's all I gotta say. You.
The cloud, as in someone else's computers. Yes. Uploading private messages.
Pretty much.
I was worried about the float down. I mean, that's not how I describe data transfer.
Yeah,
the data just floats in your direction.
Whimsically floats.
Yeah, no,
so the bottom line is, what could possibly go wrong? And the answer is, they let all 800,000 accounts for this flaming teddy bear thing and 2 million recordings, all unprotected, out there on the net. Shodan found it. We talked about Shodan the other
month. Yeah, it's a great
and
place.
Here's the best bit. The hackers locked it the way that the company hadn't locked it. So the hackers found it and locked it, which would have done them a favour, except that they then held the company to ransom.
Aww.
And then the hackers wiped it when the company didn't respond.
So basically they're performing an important security service,
yes,
unlike the
absolutely.
CIA.
Absolutely, yeah. It beats me how hackers get such a bad name in the circumstances. The other fun one, same month, different toy, the Kayla doll by Genesis Toys, has been banned in Germany as an illegal surveillance device.
Not to be confused with your legal surveillance.
God.
So what they've characterised this as a Bluetooth headset dressed up as a doll. The agency's rules in Germany state that buyers of unlawful espionage devices may be required to destroy them and to provide proof of destruction in the form of a confirmation letter from a waste management facility. I'm sorry for the racism.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, I'm going to get banned for that. Quite right too. Again, what could possibly go wrong that hasn't gone wrong plenty of times
exactly
already?
The same thing
the
that
same
always
thing.
Goes wrong.
Yep.
It's not a surprise. It's not even a mild surprise anymore.
I don't understand why the security is so bad with IoT. It's just not a thing with that people are talking about.
Because you don't
about.
Get paid for doing the security good.
Yeah, but it's just leaking. It's this colander ship.
But nobody like
there's
checks
no money
the security
in it, right?
Before they buy it. They check it's fluffy. Then they check it sends the messages.
It's not as if we all went to an event in Bradford within the last month with a free lunch.
I know.
That was a very good lunch.
Which attracted Graham out of Graham and Michael on the afternoon stretch on Fridays for the free lunch. Where they were all in denial about security. I mean, it's not as if that would have happened these last four weeks, is it?
Well, you can't build an Internet of Things without breaking a few securities.
No.
Or all of it.
Or all of them. Mm. Yeah.
So, we're overrunning horribly. You're listening to IT Stuff on BCB Radio 106.6 FM. Coming up, well, stuff. But first, let's talk about our special studio guest. Here with us in the studio is celebrity April the Giraffe. Hello, April.
Is it a dog?
No, April the Giraffe is, as you can see, a giraffe. And April is the star of a channel on New York Zoo's YouTubes.
So I thought it was like, you know, a dog called April.
That
giraffe.
Sounds
yeah.
April.
That's the sort of thing I would name my dog.
April.
If I had a dog.
April is with child. In fact, April is. I'm sorry, April, but basically, you're up the stick, aren't you?
This is very strange.
Yes, I'm confused.
I'm unsure about the technological association with the giraffe.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so
that sounds like a donkey.
We're all waiting for April to give birth, but while we're waiting, what happened to April's YouTube channel? Somebody took a dislike to it. They took it down.
Was it PewDiePie?
Possibly. Yeah.
He's very jealous.
Yeah,
he's jealous.
Man. He's very racist. Let's be honest. Yeah, PewDiePie. He's blotted his copy book this last month.
Yeah.
Yeah, dead to me.
Who isn't they these days?
So what happened is April the Giraffe demonstrated the big problem with YouTube, that you can basically report anything that you don't like and just have it taken down for a couple of days.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Especially just the nudity.
Just press the nudity button and they'll take it down, even if you're a pregnant giraffe that everybody's watching.
But was she naked?
Would you call yourself naked?
He wasn't wearing any vests or anything.
Right. Yeah, okay, fine. No, we've seen enough. There you go. I'll let you out later, April.
The media is very big on nudity, not so much violence, but nudity for some strange reason. Mm. Violence is okay, you know, beheading, woohoo! Nudity, a small nipple or two, and it's like, oh my God!
Naked violence, they're very opposed to naked violence.
Or different kind of violence, right.
And then just quickly to wrap up our new segment, Nintendo cartridges. Had you heard about the Nintendo cartridges?
Is this the new Nintendo cartridges?
Yep, the new ones.
The Switch.
It's because they're small enough to be a choking hazard with tiny children, aren't they?
Like Kinder Eggs.
So like Kinder Eggs.
Like Kinder Eggs.
They're almost banned in America. Yeah.
It turns out, unlike Kinder Eggs, they've doped them with denatonium benzoate to make them taste awful.
Isn't that like the stuff that you put on kids' nails to stop them biting them?
Exactly. Journalists have been taking, quotes, a fairly meaty lick of the top half of the cartridge, quotes.
A meaty lick?
Taking one for the team, yeah, thank you, bloke from the Groniad. And he said, quotes, it's just a pure concentrated dose of unpleasantness.
Ooh.
So the moral of this story is you have to blow on the cartridge, but don't touch it with your mouth.
Yes.
Practice safe blowing.
Blow from a distance.
Oh, gosh.
You see, people think this programme is just useless laughs, but no, we have actual practical advice.
Actual, yes.
Consumer advice and reviews here on IT Stuff.
Very good.
So, let's move on, I suppose. Shi, would you like to tell us about YouTubes of the Month?
YouTubes of the Month. YouTubes of the Month.
Yeah,
awesome. Yeah, bits.
So I believe here. Oh, okay, fine. I'll stop my little stopwatch. While we all compose ourselves.
What's going on?
Thank you.
That may have been. Due to the slight scheduling rearrangement because we were overrunning because we're enjoying ourselves.
Yeah.
We may have... I'm sorry, I should have given you
fine.
More...
That's fine. Shall we continue?
Because I guess you didn't want to talk about the Laura One Expected or Pi Zero W, and I definitely didn't want to talk about Ryzen considering the price.
Yeah.
Which is the only point I wanted to say about Ryzen.
Ooh.
It's obscene, 500 quid.
Crazy
just
money.
Four.
I know.
But it's still not 1,500.
That's true.
No, that
is true.
It's
the price.
Thankfully.
Okay, so, yeah. YouTube of the Month. What do we have? Let's see. I think last episode we had the Chaos Communication Congress, wasn't it? The Hackers Congress of wonderful things that the underground hacking scene is all about in Germany. I think the YouTube of the month is their YouTube channel, which is really awesome. I mean, the one that really stood out for me was this entire 2-hour long talk about the Nintendo Game Boy.
Oh,
so it's amazing. It was like from the beginning when it's like black and white all the way to the DS. DS, what, extra large or something?
Extra large.
So it's really awesome. He goes really into the technical nitty gritty of the PCB boards and what it does with to the peripherals and everything. Just 2 hours of it. It's amazing.
How do you fit that into 2 hours?
He spoke really fast. And he had 200 slides. So
200 slides?
Yep, he had 200 slides.
Good grief.
He was very thorough and very good. I'm only halfway through because there's so much information, but it's great.
Well, it's like binging on Netflix. Yeah, excellent. The channel name is, quotes, CCCD, sorry, Media CCCDE.
Mm-hmm.
So that's three C's, a D and an E, which
is... Media for medium. CCC for Chaos Communication Congress, and DE for Germany.
Yeah, Deutsch.
That's almost like the A levels that I got. CCCD.
DE. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't get
no
an
A's.
E. I just got the CCC and the D. Yeah. Oh well.
I got all A's.
Oh.
I'm an A student.
I got letters that corresponded to the first letter of the subject, so that's an E for English, a B for biology.
Wait, an M for math.
Didn't
no, wait, A no, for additional
A
math.
For maths.
Right.
Well, I couldn't get an M, could I?
No.
No? You can't get M's.
M means you fail, right?
No, M just doesn't.
Doesn't exist.
It's not an option.
Moving on. I guess we should consider talking about the upcoming events. Specifically, you tipped me off about Ladies of Code Leeds, because funnily enough, I'm not on their mailing list. even though this is International Women's Day week.
Yeah.
Tell us about that, She.
Ladies of Code Leeds, there's... Probably this is the third meeting, so it's on the 30th of March, 6:30 p.m. onwards, and we're gonna have introduction to Docker, which is interesting if you use that sort of stuff in your development
methodology. DevOps.
DevOps, yeah. Mm. I mean, we don't use it. We use Vagrant's box, which is more of a virtual box. But it's a really cool, open, safe space place where you can just come in. You don't have to be a programmer. You can be really interested in code. And if you identify yourself as a lady or a woman, you can just come in and talk to the other women there who can be the head of Sky in technology, or you can talk to me because I'll be there. And you can just ask us about anything you don't know about tech, which includes how to make a website, how to do cybersecurity, how to do AI, VR, anything. So it's really, really, really friendly and really cool.
I think we plugged the first of their meetups last year at some point, and they've had a couple since. It looks absolutely well worthwhile. Really nice website. It's on meetup.com, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, meetup.com, which is a place where you can just gather lots of people to do similar things that you like. So meetup.com/ladies-of-code-leads.
Excellent. Yeah. There you are. All the dashes. Docker. Ooh. You're going to be cutting through the hype a bit there, I hope.
I think it's important to have alternatives.
Yeah.
You know, just so that you have options. Not like people say one thing and you have to use the same thing that everybody does. I mean, just options.
At least because you're among friends, you won't get the same kind of reception that you'll get disagreeing with them at an all-male sort of like typical, you know, you go there and you say Docker's an overhyped pile of tripe. And,
pretty much.
And, yeah.
They are some pretty strong...
This is why I stay at home.
Yeah. Fanboys of Docker for some bizarre
very
reason.
Very strange,
yeah.
It could do with some alternative voices. Thank you very much indeed. Other thing that's coming up again towards the end of this month is Coda Dojo.
Woo-hoo!
That's round again. So I added another little snoop on the bradford-codadojo.github.io is where the page is. The next meeting is 25th of March at 09:30 to 12 o'clock, which is a Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. And it mentioned about Louisa's Turnip Project. What on earth is that about?
I don't know. What's that about?
It's just about a turnip, I suppose.
It's
mostly for her to practice pushing to GitHub using HTML.
Right. So basically, it's just a vegetable themed.
It's more of a placeholder.
Bit of website practice.
Yeah, because we got them to set up all the GitHub stuff. So it's like it's lots of practice pages on the GitHub site at the
lots
moment.
Lots of it. Everything is WIP, work in progress. Yeah.
Excellent. So next time I need a test environment, I'm going to call it Turnip.
Yep.
Go on then.
Excellent. So the game project, BLTM, is that by any chance a similar sort of BLT-flavoured GitHub pushes?
the first, you know, the first problem in any project is naming the project. And we put that to the kids, and they came up with BLTM.
Okay, fine.
It's apparently made up of the first letter of their names.
Oh, I thought it was bacon lettuce.
Which then became
a platformer game featuring bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
They're really more creative than I'll ever be.
Mayonnaise.
So don't want to leave mayonnaise.
Or maybe it might be Mr. BLT.
Mr. BLT because there's a new person called Rory who's going to come in. So it's Mr. BLT. Yeah.
So there you are. Register through Bradford Coda Dojo for a really great Saturday morning with your kids and other people's kids, and not in a bad way. And there you go. What's funny about that?
No, it's cool.
I'm contrasting it with like Saturday morning in the supermarket, Saturday morning with the kids in a not very.
Supposed to watch cartoons on Saturday.
No, that's
morning,
Sunday.
Is it? Yeah. I thought it was Saturday. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I'm all days of the week with the cartoons. Me.
It's true.
Advance warning, really, isn't it? About some more Leeds events at the end of April. I can't tell the difference. It's really all muddled up. There's Leeds International Festival, mm-hmm. and there's Leeds Digital Festival.
Apparently, Leeds Digital Festival is part of Leeds International Festival.
Well, you'd think the websites would, like, acknowledge each other's existence.
That's not how websites work. Ever since they got rid of the whole rings system.
What, GeoCities? Internet.
Yes. Web rings. Web rings, websites don't link together like that anymore.
I was site number 2 of the UK world. UK Railway web ring,
exactly.
Wow.
Site number 2.
Yeah.
Out of three
when it started. Yeah, but there were hundreds at the finish up. You're not impressed, are you?
But that's great, because then the ring is like a track, right?
He's a man who's seen smoke coming out of his USB.
I've lost all faith. I've lost all faith.
Web rings, much better than Facebook. Look it up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, anyway, Leeds International Festival, Leeds Digital Festival, both on at the end of April, 22nd to 30th of April. There's some really good tech strands in the International Festival, and there's Algo Rave in the Leeds Digital Festival. The rest of it looks businessy.
Have you been to an Algo Rave?
No.
It's very businessy.
It's very businessy. It's good.
You turn up in your suit with your briefcase.
And then you rave.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Right.
You got to do some live coding.
I'm sorry we plugged it. I'm really sorry we plugged it.
No.
Well, what can I say? That's about the end of a really chaotic edition of IT stuff. Sorry we didn't get to talk about the Teletext art, but you can Google that. It's really good. To end the show, let's have a little bit of music. This is Grimes with a cheerful little number called Kill V Mame. Enjoy. Bye-bye.